Station 1. Where does the creek begin? We are seeking beginnings just now. The start of things. The start of the flow. We are traversing stretches of Kitchener by car and on foot, following the Henry Stern Creek, just south of Monarch Woods, and east along Victoria Avenue. We're on a search, attempting to answer a key question of the creek. Where does Schneider Creek begin? In so many places, the water disappears. Or rather, disappears from view. Channeled underground, contained in pipes of various dimensions. Names are switched on maps, different names appear on city signs. There's conflicting information throughout the city. Early this spring, we decided to follow the creek. On the ground, navigating by two different map apps, we found different answers to our questions. Google Maps lists Schneider Creek beginning at the end of the lake in Willow River or Victoria Park. Apple Maps, meanwhile, marks the entire Henry Stern Greenway as Schneider Creek. But there's also another creekway that arrives at the park from Gage Avenue in Belmont Village, buried beneath the Iron Horse Trail. It's tunneled diagonally below Victoria Street, where Strange Street becomes West Avenue. Something strange is indeed going on here. Google calls this Sandrock Creek, a name Apple Maps gives to another section further up the Henry Stern. For its part, the city's official green sign across from City Cafe calls it simply Westmount Drain. A drain is precisely what the city's creeks have become. This is especially true where the water's natural channel migrations and meanders, its living movement and natural flow, have been entombed in concrete barriers, retaining walls, and tunnels. Throughout the past century, water management policy has been to move rainwater and snowmelt away fast, along the pre-existing creekways that vein our city, get it all out to the ground. But still, where does the creek begin? The water is largely unseen and mostly unheard, except from a large drain grade on the Iron Horse Trail, just north of the Gage Avenue intersection. Pass under the rail bridge and you'll hear water thundering below ground. Is this Schneider Creek too? We stop there, listening. I lower a shotgun microphone down through the drain's air vents and am overwhelmed by the water's rush and power. With flashlights, we can see where a stream emerges from a walled-off tunnel. How is this all connected? Later that night, a partial answer arrives. In an extended online search, I come across an interactive GIS map produced by the city, which confirms that the start of Schneider Creek is that drain, that sound. This is it, sort of. The city's GIS map shows the creek continuing a bit further underground, and then nothing. Is this an originating spring? Further digging leads me to the University of Waterloo Geospatial Center's online holdings. A map from 1923 shows the full extent of Schneider Creek up further to the northwest. Its wandering path is now completely buried. Out of sight, out of mind. For settlers like me, this can be an easy creek to forget about. Colonial worldviews have informed the way we treat it, how we perceive its value, everything about how we understand ourselves in relation to it. A case in point, south from the park, the long first tunnel under David Street and past Schneider House leaves the creek completely hidden. The water ripples under Queen Street, under the community garden, and then out the other side where it slants southward for the next 2.5 kilometers in a concrete and steel channel built to bend the flow to the city planner's desires. So much of what we can see here is all many of us know. There's a creek here, we might casually observe while vaulting over the creek in a car. But what other histories does this creek hold? If we could learn to listen to these waters differently, what might we hear?
I imagine it's, I mean,